Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
First, we'll do the good news. You're listening to the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks, best new hip-hop and R&B. And now let's move on to the bad news. The dynasty is officially over. Where are you?
Who said there was a dynasty?
I said there was a dynasty. Oh. So, okay. Melissa's back from Florida. It's funny, like, Melissa and Pebbles are not flip-flop. Today's Pebbles' birthday. She's out.
Happy birthday, Pebbles! Whoa. Although she's not, you know she ain't listening, but that's okay.
No, she checks out. She's like, she goes to another dimension when she's on vacation. Forget it. But Melissa's back from Florida, where she usually goes to coach the cheerleading world championships. Is that what it is?
No. When I go, it's for Pop Warner. It's for nationals. Yes. And we're very successful. We do very well. Yes.
I call her Melichick because she's like Bill Belichick. She just goes, dominates, comes back with trophies, and keeps it moving like it's no big deal. But you're more like Belichick than we thought because officially.
Everyone's run comes to an end at some point.
And this one has come to an end in a bad, bad way. Uh-oh. Like, you went from first to worst. Oh, stop. Stop. That's not funny.
You know what?
That's not funny.
There's a reason for this. What? You want to hear my reason?
Your team sucked?
No, my team was actually very good.
Really?
Yes.
So every team was that much more better?
Yes.
Every other team?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
So, during the pandemic, right, everybody knows everyone here in the Northeast, we were forced to close and we had to reopen under very, very strict guidelines. Okay. Wearing masks, like doing in certain sports, you weren't allowed to mix groups of people. Everything had to be separated. It was just very, very strict. Everywhere else in the entire country, especially down south where cheerleading is like God.
Yeah.
They had no restrictions. So they've been practicing full blown, never closed, no masks, like the entire season.
Uh-huh.
So you go down there.
You're blaming the governor for your dynasty.
No, I'm not blaming anybody. I am not blaming anyone. I am just saying that every single gym in the Northeast, which we usually have a lot of success at this competition.
Yeah.
I don't believe there was one gym in the Northeast that won.
Also, you're blaming Democrats.
No, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not blaming anyone.
You're saying if Trump was still in office, okay, that you guys would have won. That's what I'm hearing. Leroy,
I can't ride with you.
Thank you, Leroy.
You're saying if you had more time to practice and things were more open.
I just think we would be at a more competitive like a level playing field.
We weren't
on a level playing field at all. Well, so, but despite that, we did have three teams place in the top 10, which was great. Like, it was a very good weekend for the gym that I coach at in general. You know what I mean? We all had very good performances, but it was just really hard to compete against those teams that were never closed.
Yeah. Leroy, get Baker on the phone. We need to explain to him how it's his fault that Melissa's team lost.
Well, I want to remind you, Melissa, also, since you are Belichick, did you see what Belichick did this offseason?
Okay. I have been. Are you talking about the draft or no?
Just everything from free agents to the draft.
Yes. Yes.
You can rise from the ashes.
Oh, absolutely. Although we haven't had any proof that he can do that yet. He's just drafted some. He's got some good players now.
Oh,
so it's
goodness.
Just a matter of seeing if they're going to do anything this season. But still,
you're going to talk sports next. What do you got coming up?
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.